gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, October 17th, 2025 edition. Going to take a short ride into Lansing because there was some interesting stories that came up that I think we need to talk about. Democrat State Representative Lori Podhutsky got the quote of the day describing the difficulty of telling her cat that she needs to go to the vet for a round of antibiotics. Quote of the day was, despite my best efforts to explain to her that she has no more teeth to lose, she doesn't speak English, so she doesn't understand that this is not going to be a super traumatic event for her. Oh, my God. And MERS News Service gives her quote of the day for that. Out of all the things going on in Lansing, all of the things that are being talked about, this is what they give quote of the day for. Well, I guess it must be pretty slow day in Lansing. But what was she talking about? Well, Democrats and a Republican have sponsored a telehealth bill for vets. Veterinarians would be able to see animals using telehealth video visits under two bills sponsored by Republican Joseph Aragona, Republican of Clinton Township, and Lori Podhutsky, a Democrat of Livonia. In the House Regulatory Reform Committee earlier this year, Aragona said telehealth visits for vets and pets were commonly used during the COVID-19 pandemic. You remember the China virus. But since then, those executive orders allowing the practice to expire requires that they be now codified into law. Aragona said in emergency situations or rural areas, it's hard to get an animal seen by a vet. Okay, I'm going to stop right here for 1 second. Why is government involved in this in the first place? If Dr. Jeff wants to be able to provide video consultations with his patients who happen to be animals, that is something that the free market and capitalism should allow him to do without any involvement from the government. So what they're basically saying during the China virus, that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed an executive order saying that vets could be allowed to do telehealth visits with their patients. But now that those executive orders have expired, now they have to codify that activity into law, and therefore we need some bills? Are you kidding me? Why is Lansing telling vets, who most of them have their own private practice? I mean, there's some large corporate healthcare veterinarian offices. Bansfield is one of them in Traverse City. But small practice, private ownership vets like Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital, why does he have to get permission from Lansing to do anything? If he's providing a service that other vets in northern Michigan can't provide because they don't have his high-speed internet. They don't understand technology. They don't have the ability to connect with their patients on telelinks that are sent to your phones, emailed, or on your tablets. You're honestly telling me that this is something that the government has to do. This communist Democrat, Podhusky, told of the story of her 14-year-old calico cat, Delilah, who routinely visited a vet for her health care complications, many of them caused by respiratory or eye infections, gum inflammation, which all of this led ultimately to all of her teeth being pulled. But because of infections, she routinely had to visit the vet in order to get re-prescribed antibiotics. Despite my best efforts to explain to her that she has no more teeth, she doesn't speak English, and she doesn't understand what's going on, this would be super traumatic for her. A lot of times it takes several days for her to recover and get back to normal because she hates going to the vet. She's scared. Podhusky said these bills will give veterinarians the flexibility to determine whether an animal's needs to come in person or have a visit via telehealth video is a better way to go. You've got to be kidding me. Caitlin Stadler, legislative director for the Great Lakes region of the ASPCA. You know, that's the animal advocate organization. You know, they're the ones that show you those TV commercials of the undernourished, shivering, freezing to death animals tied up to a chain and want you to donate money to them. Well, she's a paid legislative director for the Great Lakes region. She told the committee holding a public hearing about these two bills in the House that it would allow, I am having a tough time getting through this story, folks. Told the committee about a couple of changes to House Bill 4220 and 4221 that would allow a, quote, qualified individual, like an animal shelter staff person, to be responsible for an animal's medical visits in lieu of an owner. Additionally, telehealth visits could be offered to non-companion animals, and in-person follow-up visits would be encouraged if health concerns couldn't be resolved through these telehealth video consultations. Well, House Bill 4220 moved to the floor with 12 yays. Republican Jerry Nyer of Shepherd passed, and House Bill 4221 was reported to go to the House Rules Committee for the same vote total. The committee also took up House Bill 5092, sponsored by Republican Matthew Berline of Vassar, which would change the requirements for someone to obtain a large carnivore license to be able to breed lions, tigers, leopards, jaguars, cougars, cheetahs, and bears. Most of these applicants would be zoos, where they'd be able to apply for a breeding license through the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD. If and only if they hold a Class C license from the USDA for at least the last 5 years, that's in good standing. I'm going to wrap up the zoo story. Stone Kelly, Berline's legislative director, said committee testimony shows that updating critical accredited zoos for the confidence that as long as they maintain a federal license, they can responsibly participate in breeding programs to strengthen their animal populations preserve species, and enhance conservation education. The bill's passed 13-0. But again, I want to get back to these other two, 4220 and 4221. We're going to spend $1 million of taxpayer dollars processing two bills that, in my opinion, government should not be involved in. This is something that should be left up to the private sector. If Dr. Jeff wants to see a patient using a video camera, providing a link to his customer, who is the owner of the pet that's the actual patient slash client of Dr. Jeff. He has the technology to email them a link on their cell phone. They click on the link and it opens up a camera and a microphone where you can hold up your phone to your pet and allow Dr. Jeff to examine the animal and have a conversation with you as to the symptoms and what's going on. Why is government involved in that? When I read this story, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. We actually had executive orders by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signed during the China virus that allowed these telehealth visits by veterinarians. But now they've expired, and now we got to spend time, money, resources to pass not one, but two bills to allow them to continue doing it. Folks, I only have two things that come top of mind. Part-time legislature and Ask My Tax. If we had a part-time legislature, these idiots in Lansing wouldn't even be in session. They would have been sworn in, gaveled in back in January. They would have had to pass a budget, pass a few bills, and go home by April the 1st. April the 8th. You gavel in on January 8th, you're gone by April 8th. You got 90 days to get things done, including weekends. And number two, our property tax dollars goes to Lansing first. And these yahoos then send back basically almost nothing back to local revenue sharing, keeping the money in Lansing to pay for stupid bills like these. Go to AskMyTax.org, get a petition sheet today. Final segment, hour one, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, a final segment of hour number one. Part-time legislature, axe my tax. This story, these two bills, is a perfect example of government overreach. Why do they have to have a law? Two bills that are going through the committee process have already been sent to the LSB, where attorneys have looked over the bills and determined that they meet Michigan's state constitution. Why do we have to have these bills at all? Where we need permission from Lansing for privately owned veterinarians to be able to see their patients the way they want to see them and provide service and treatment for them. We need government to be involved, telling them it's okay to do it. This is an absolute insanity, people. I just thank God it's not none of our state representatives or senators up here that are sponsors of this bill. Because they need to be publicly called out. And I'm going to back up the bus a little bit. Do you guys remember the debate? I think it was the one and only debate Donald Trump agreed to do with Kamala Harris before the November 5th, 2024 election. Do you remember that debate? During that debate, the ACA came up. The Affordable Care Act. Donald Trump said, we need to stop subsidizing it. We need to replace it. Well, the moderator in Kamala Harris said, well, what's your plan? Donald Trump, basically, unless he produces a plan, he basically lied with his answer. Well, we're working on a plan. My team and I are working on a plan, and when we get it, we'll roll it out. Well, Mr. President, with all due respect, wouldn't right now be a perfect time to do it? The Democrats have shut down the federal government because you Republicans will not approve these supplements to keep the Affordable Care Act affordable. We just heard Justin Michael. $500 a month premiums that could go to $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month. Nobody can afford that. So if you have an alternate plan, bring it out. This is a perfect opportunity to say, here is our replacement plan for the Affordable Care Act. And I got a very simple question that I challenged Justin Michael on after the interview. He claims to be seeing Bergman tomorrow. Call him out on it. Excuse me, Congressman Bergman. During the debate with Kamala Harris, Donald Trump said that him and his team were working on a replacement for the Affordable Care Act. Why haven't you, sir, representing the 1st District, which has many people on the Affordable Care Act, why haven't you pressed the president and the Republican leadership, Speaker Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, why haven't you personally shown some leadership and demanded that now's the time we seize the opportunity and we roll out the alternative plan to repeal and replace Obamacare's Affordable Care Act with this? Justin said, well, I'll be seeing him tomorrow. Do you think I should call him out on it? You damn right I do. He said it during the debate. Kamala Harris and the moderator rolled their eyes at Trump's answer. Well, me and my team are working on a plan, and we will, you know, bring it out when it's ready. You don't have a plan. It's a bald-faced lie. All due respect, Mr. President, at the time candidate for President Donald J. Trump. Now that you're president, you've been in office basically going on 10 months now. This coming Monday, October 20th, from January 20th, it's time, I think, for you to roll out your plan. We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. We're going to reduce premiums. We're going to provide better service. Here's the Republican plan. Period. End of discussion. Now is the time. Officer Rick, Randy, there's nothing affordable for health care for those not on welfare. My wife has been paying $950 a month forever. Does she work, Rick? Does she have a job? Answer that question. Because if she works and her current employer is not giving her health care, she needs to find a new job. If she's disabled and not able to work, then she should be applying for assistance. Now with my promotion, we're going to be saving that money because his job provides the health insurance. Perfect. What you just did by working your butt off for the schools, now he told me, yes, she does, and that's your portion? Wait a minute. She has a job, the employer is paying some, and your portion is $950? That's insanity. That is absolute insanity. Do you guys belong to a credit union? Because credit unions have associations for their members where they can buy health insurance as a group through your credit union. Check into it. Well, now that you're going to become a full-time patrol officer on the road, getting a promotion with the police department, you don't need to worry about it. You, Rick, took care of it. Congratulations on your promotion. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technique